Shinayin Beis Sifches. Kol Yisrael Shevein Shtech Hasenis Kavoy Asor Vishneihem. This is a case we had before. If you have a wall between two chatzeres, and the top of the wall is 10 tefachim above the ground of Eilun chatzeres. V'hem Eitz HaKoysel Sulam Rochav Arba V'chen K'neged V'chotza HaShniyah. He made a ladder which is 4 tefachim wide on each side of the wall. V'ilu Eitz HaLom Ezeh K'neged Zeh. The fact that he put a ladder there that's 4 tefachim wide is considered an entranceway that has to be in the fashion that you have a ladder on both sides, and the ladders are less than 3 tefachim away from one another, then it's considered basically equivalent to a breach in the wall, because one can climb up the ladder on one side and go down the ladder on the other side, and therefore they can make an eruv together. If there was more than 3 tefachim between one ladder and the next, since the top of the wall is 4 tefachim wide, so a person could walk on the top of the wall. So you could go on the ladder on one side, walk across the wall, and get to the ladder on the other side, it's still considered a Pesach. But if the wall is less than 4 tefachim wide, which is dangerous, convenient to walk on top of the wall, so then it will not be good if the ladders were more than 3 tefachim away from one another. Now, what type of ladder is considered Pesach? It has to have 4 rungs. So number one, it has to have 4 rungs. Unless it was a very heavy ladder, and it will not move around. Now the assumption is that a bigger ladder does not move around so much. So if it has these 4 rungs, it's considered a heavy ladder. If it has less than that, it has to be physically heavy. But it has to be something you can be koivei, you can designate to state it. If the wall is only 10 tefachim tall, and you take a ladder which is just a little more than 7 tefachim, basically from the top of the ladder to the top of the wall is less than 3 tefachim, and it's also measured out, it's 4 tefachim wide. So koisel matirei bein l'shtamish olov bein l'aviyachat. The fact that you have a ladder there either gives you the right to use the top of the wall, or if it's done on both sides, you can make an Erev together. So the kitzur, you do not need a ladder that goes to the top of the wall. As long as it gets within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall, it's good enough. Okay, so you took off part of the bricks from the top of the wall in the fashion that now the wall is less than 10 tefachim tall. Once you have 4 tefachim wide, that you lowered the height of the wall, that's considered a Pesach, because anything that's less than 10 tefachim tall is not considered a wall. So that area is considered a Pesach, and therefore, in such situations, you can make an area together, and the person who did it can use the top of the wall. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, then it's not considered a Pesach, and therefore the chatzeres could not make the area together. And also, a person who lowered that area cannot use the entire wall, but he could just use the area which is less than 10 tefachim.